All right, guys, welcome to Sales Pitch. And YouTube is lying to everybody. YouTube's lying to you about view counts and revenue. So we're going to get into all this in this video. And we're going to show you why YouTube creators say video revenue is down 90%, which actually some creators, they're not making any revenue, even with having a million views. So we're going to get into all that as well. Now, multiple YouTube creators are saying a YouTube bug that has yet to been fixed. It's not a bug, number one. That's what a lie is, guys. So thank you for coming to my channel. Don't forget to subscribe, by the way, so you get the most information coming from a business guy that understands internet media. I understand business. I understand the housing market. And I understand YouTube. I went to school for the stuff, guys. I got out of the business because the real money is not really there. A very few amount of people can actually make any money on YouTube. So multiple YouTubers are saying a bug is costing them between 50% and 90% of their income. I got to tell you guys something. It's not a bug. That bug is called competition, okay? And ad revenues, there's not enough added as channels grow. There are more creators and channels than creators. So that means there's a lot of content being made by what they're calling these AI bots, okay? And YouTube's trying to circumvent all this going on. But then again, YouTube itself uses AI to counterbalance what another thing is going on. No matter how hard you try as a creator, it seems like these creators keep getting, strike down by copyright strikes. No matter how hard they try to make it a good video, not with copyrighted material, it always seems like YouTube's always getting in the way of that. So 10 reasons why YouTube channels are losing money. Other reasons why YouTubers are losing their money is, it's right here. I just said it. Constant demonetization that is happening repeatedly for creators, and most creators have not gotten to the bottom of this and cannot win because no matter how hard they try to prevent content from violations, YouTube policies, they still get demonetized by the platform. That is the biggest problem right now. They don't want to pay you. The AIs are been programmed to go after whatever amount you're trying to make. So now, what content and top content are people actually watching on YouTube to keep people interested in a platform? Well, I'm gonna get into that right now. One is T-Series, which is an Indian company and movie and production company. They're number one on YouTube, and they're in India, okay? They're not in the United States. They got over, like, 200 million subscribers or something like that. They're huge. So number one right now, the number one revenue stream on YouTube, other than T-Series, is Mr. Beast, Jake Paul still, Markiplier, Rhett and Link, Unspeakable. I'm not going to get into how much I could. Mr. Beast is currently over 55 million. Jake Paul is still at 45 million. Markiplier is at 38 million. Okay, I'm just going by. Okay, now we got Nastya. And then Ryan, I think it's Cage. And then Dude Perfect, Logan Paul, and then Preston Arsment. I can't remember his. I've heard of them, all these guys before. So, but there's a lot of other YouTubers. If you make 1 million subscribers and 1 million views, your average take home for that video, average, could be up to $5,000. Now, that's not bad compared to most jobs for the month. or earn off per ad revenue for the month. Now you could receive about $18,000 per week from AdSense alone if you adequately put into a number of annual AdSense revenue for all your videos making the millions of views of $936,000 a year. That's a lot of money, guys. So channels with a million plus subscribers are also likely to have good money opportunities from sponsorships, endorsements, other than AdTube or YouTube ad revenue itself. But here's the problem. Once you accept other sponsorships and endorsements, you can actually lose your ad revenue status, because you got to put in that little box if your content has sponsored ads. So when you say yes, that circumvents the ad revenue coming from AdSense. Okay, so you lose that. But I will be honest with you, a sponsorship does pay more. Supposedly, I tried it and I didn't make much money at all. Okay, matter of fact, I became an Amazon influencer and tried it out and made no money. Not that I didn't do it. It just wasn't making me any money. According to Influencer Marketing Hub, monetized YouTubers make an average of $18 per 1,000 video views on average of 15% or more. Well, those numbers are actually down. That's why YouTube lowered their amount of subscribers and watch hours or subscribers you got to have. So I don't know what's going on there. So now, do YouTubers get paid well? No, they don't. Not in the beginning. You get paid nothing. The most I ever made, guys, with some videos, I was making about $4,000 a month with the YouTube channel I had. But during COVID, ad revenue fell to nothing, and then that content got stale and oversaturated. And that's another thing. Once something hits big and people start realizing that content is making good money, everybody jumps in. Okay? It's monkey see, monkey do. So the richest YouTubers right now, really the highest paid YouTuber right now, is Mr. Beast. And he's been up there for the last 2 years. Okay, so if you get 100,000 subscribers, guys, you'll make around $1,800 per week. We're about $93,000 annually. So even the small YouTubers, I'm trying to get there. So please subscribe to my channel and support me while I talk about this. So now we're getting into, we're going to get into this. How many people use YouTube in 2000 right now? How many? We got these Herbalo tactics here. Widespread popularity of reach social media has led to more and more people signing up to get new accounts. Okay? YouTube is no exception to this, other than Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. And then we got Reels. So those are the platforms that are most popular to use. Video sharing platform has boosted ad revenue for many creators. In 2023, according to the last statistic, YouTube users defined those who use YouTube at least once a month have been growing year after year, and the total number of YouTube users worldwide forecast hit 886 million. So that's a 10% increase from last year. So yeah. But why is there a slowdown yet then? If they're increasing, YouTube's increasing user base, why are the stats still the same when it comes to revenue streams for creators? That they said there's a bug. I don't think it's a bug. There's something called what they're calling, YouTube creators say video revenue is down 90%. That is due to competition. Okay? Competition with TikTok influencers. TikTok is paying influencers money in those regards too. Now you got not just that, you have Rumble. Rumble's like a platform like YouTube now that are paying you. Okay? You got Instagram Reels, you got Snapchat, you got all these, look, you can look up influencer programs to get ad revenue. But you really have to have the audience first. If you have the audience, then it doesn't really matter what platform you're on. Even Facebook has proved that. And then you got Twitch for gaming and other content now. Twitch just isn't in for gamers. Twitch has now got their own like a Reels type thing coming out. They got their own shorts coming out now for gaming shorts. And that's really putting an eyeball back on Twitch. So it's not that. It's competition from all these other platforms. And even YouTube themselves said, if you're losing ad revenue, then do one thing. Go to the other sources and sign up and start doing some videos there. And give them the links that you need. Now, I've been working on that. But you really need a team. That's the thing. One thing that Mr. Beast has that he didn't start off with, but as he grew his channel, he started hiring and getting a lot of ad revenue coming in. He started taking the ad revenue and hiring help to boost his morale and his business in coming into YouTube. That's what a lot of people are not doing. So, all right, guys, my 10 minutes here are up. So, somebody said that how much YouTubers make, facts and figures are not accurate. Okay, which they're not. They're not accurate at all. I don't get any money right now. I'm still growing this channel. I got rid of my other channel because it wasn't doing anything. I didn't enjoy doing it anymore. So Google's incredible YouTube purchase 15 years ago is now worth almost $30 billion. And they purchased YouTube for $1.65 billion. Okay? Back 15 years ago. So now it's worth $30 billion, okay? $30 billion. That's a lot of money. That's nothing. That's why they're paying everybody else to come in here. So that's the facts of what's going on with YouTube. So now one more thing. Increasing competition in the topics or niche. Competition on YouTube has grown tremendously in the last recent years, and it will continue to grow. And more creators are starting to choose other platforms other than just YouTube to grow their to grow their audience base. But the violations of terms of service and warnings from YouTube are also growing, causing many YouTubers to go to other platforms because YouTube's ad revenue violations are growing. And it's not because you're doing anything wrong, just because they're just flagging everything. And it's really getting, people are really sick of it. And YouTube knows it. And look, marketing knows it. So new policies and changes in the platform's algorithm are causing people not to get enough new ad revenue coming in to grow and attract their channels. So these people are moving on. They're not using YouTube as their main source of income anymore. Like they're going to Rumble. They're going to other platforms, and they're getting contracts. So there's a contract war also from gaming with Twitch to YouTube to Rumble. And TikTok, the competition's really huge right now. So there's not a winner or a loser when you get big. But all right, guys, thanks so much. Have a great day. Subscribe to my channel and get educated on what you need to know about business, because I'm currently not making a lot of money, but you could. How to grow YouTube isn't hard. Just make sure you make videos every day. Okay, make videos.